Hear the word of the Lord from Proverbs 11, verse 2. When pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom. We'll pray. Father in heaven, help us to humble ourselves so that at the proper time you can exalt us. For Jesus' sake, amen. Do you take pride in what you do? It's a common expression. But what is a dictionary definition of pride? A feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements. I think this definition could be generally acceptable. The question then remains, what is it that can be summed up as one's own achievements? What have you or I done for which we can claim complete ownership? What have we accomplished for which we deserve the glory? After my son scored a game-winning three-pointer in a basketball game, a student came up to my wife and me and said, "Aren't you proud of your son?" Did I have a feeling of deep pleasure over my son's achievement? I told her I was happy because of the win. "Come on, admit it. You're proud." How much of that winning shot could my son actually claim as his own achievement? Could he have done it without arms and legs, the things that God has given to him? Could he have done it without this gymnasium which God has given to us? Could he have done it without this school, without this city, without parents, without a world, all being gifts of God? If we remove God from the picture, then everything vanishes. Everything. Our bodies, this gym, this nation, this earth, this universe, poof, it's gone. Without God, there is nothing. Without God, we can achieve nothing. It's true, God wants us to develop and nourish the gifts and talents that He has given to us. However, if God doesn't give the gift, first of all, and if He doesn't build into that gift the potential for excellence, then nothing's going to develop. I think you understand what I'm getting at. Consider food. Food is a gift from God, freely given. We thank Him for it at the dinner table. However, God still expects us to work for it. And so it is with the things of this earth. Yes, God gives. And yes, we exert ourselves in order to obtain that gift. And yet, despite the exertion, despite the work, we still give glory to God for the food that we eat. We know that without His blessing, our efforts, our exertion, would come to nothing. God expects us to exercise the talents that He gives to us. He expects us to hone these skills, to make them useful the way He wants them to be. He builds into them that capability. Still, we glorify Him for our achievements. I did a search on the word pride in the Bible. I couldn't find a single instance of approval for the idea of taking personal pride in personal achievements. What I did find were passages such as the one that talks about the evils that come out of a man's heart. And guess what one of them is? pride. The Bible speaks disparagingly of human pride. We see that in our text. When pride comes, then comes shame. Elsewhere in Proverbs, we read, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate." And again, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And there are others like that. None of them, however, say it's a good thing to take pride in what you do. Rather, God tells us that whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Now, over the past few weeks, I've been speaking of the subject of wisdom, and the word wisdom comes up here, but it comes up in connection with humility, not with pride. Our text indicates that wisdom is not found in that same heart where you find pride. When pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom. One of the problems with pride is it's insatiable. It can never be satisfied with limited glory. It wants all the glory it can get in all things. And this becomes particularly deadly when it comes to one's relationship with God. The proud heart wants to get glory for his own salvation. He wants to get the credit, at least some of the credit, for his entry into heaven. The fact is, however, that he deserves none of the credit. None of his achievements, none of our achievements deserve any reward from God. Even the good things that we do aren't good. Our righteous deeds are like filthy rags, stained with sin. The Lord instructs us, "So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty.'" And that's the wisdom that comes with humility, that recognition that anything that you achieve, you are duty bound to achieve anyway. You don't get any credit for it. All the glory goes to Jesus. He's the only one who achieved something of value in the sight of God. He achieved forgiveness for the world, for you. He achieved righteousness for you. He achieved salvation. The humble recognize this. The humble are wise. Thus says the Lord, "Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories, glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these I delight, says the Lord." Hymn 175, verses 1 and 2. 175.